Turn up your speakers, turn up your speakers. Everybody get ready as we discuss life, love, religion, relationships, and so much more. And now, it's your man, Vincent Ellis White. That's right, of the Vincent Ellis White Show, coming to you live from the studios of our shoutforjoy.com. Welcome, everybody. This is your boy, Vincent Ellis White, broadcasting live from the Our Shout for Joy studios. We are in the building. I'm in here with my co-host, Ms. Charvette Mitchell. How are you doing today?
Woohoo! What it do? What it do? Capital City! I'm ready! The weather is nice. Let's get it in. It's spring break. I'm ready to go, Vincent.
I hear you go. You got enough energy for both of us.
Yes, yes, yes.
Man, yo, we got Men Confess here today, and we're a couple short on the men. So... somebody confess it. But, yeah, last month, y'all, we ended on a real high note. But we're going to go ahead and we're going to touch on those things that we were supposed to elaborate on the show next month when we got all our guests back. So right now, we're gonna give you some more direct answers. We're gonna really go into these issues and these questions that we have. I got Charvette. I got me and Sweets. We in the building. So what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and get it started. Now, throughout the week, I'm always posting on Facebook. I see everybody else posting. A couple people was writing me and inquiring about the fact that being rusty in relationships. Mm-hmm. And you know, and just for those that don't know, I mean, people use rusty for everything. When you ain't played basketball in a while, you're rusty.
Uh-huh.
You know, when you ain't if you're a person that normally builds something, when you ain't did it in a while, you start messing up. You say, but I'm rusty. But have you ever thought about being rusty in a relationship?
Wow.
And I think it's possible because when I was talking to the people, Charvette,
uh-huh.
I was thinking about the fact that say you was in a long relationship,
yes.
7 years or something like that,
wow.
Didn't work out. You got all kind of things floating in your head, but on top of that, you ain't even thinking about getting a new relationship. And you've been chilling for a long time,
mm-hmm.
you know, a year
mm-hmm.
or so. And all of a sudden, this new person come in your life, you digging them, they digging you. But y'all jump into this relationship, not jump into, but I mean you get into this relationship.
Right.
And the last time you was in a relationship was some years ago.
Uh-huh.
I mean, things are constantly changing in this world. You know, you got to spice things up. You got to do things differently. You don't want to take that person where you may have took the previous relationship. So in the event of you being rusty,
mm-hmm.
and just to elaborate when you say rusty, like, you don't know what to do, or you're not doing things the same way that you used to do them when you was doing it on the regular. When you was in a relationship
right.
and you was in
and
it for a long
can
time.
Can I just pause for a second? You're talking about just anything in a relationship, not just any one particular area.
Yeah, just it's general. Like, you're rusty on being in a relationship.
Like, just dating. Like,
yeah.
Going out.
Yeah, like not rusty on courting or something like that, but you're just rusty on being one. Like, for example... if you've been by yourself for a long time,
mm-hmm.
whereas before you were in a relationship, you got to think about you and the other person. But then you're by yourself for like 3 years. So now all you got to think about is you.
Uh-huh.
Now you get back into this relationship, and then you in this I'm thinking about me mode.
Mm-hmm.
But now you get with this person, and you got to think about you and their feelings. Yeah. Can you be rusty in a relationship? And if so, this is for everybody. What do you do, or what can you do to fix that and not harm, not... you know, damage the relationship.
I think
Sweets is coming to the mic right now.
But I read the number wrong. No, but I think it's possible to be rusty in a relationship, but I mean, because sometimes that's worse than bringing extra baggage in, because
yeah.
it's like you don't know how to be in a relationship because you're so used to being single. So you don't know how to deal with new people, because a relationship is like a learned behavior. You got to learn.
Mm-hmm.
You got to pretty much relearn yourself when you're in a relationship, because who you are in a relationship, for a whole lot of people, who you are in a relationship and who you are by yourself is not the same person.
That's true.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's so interesting, because I had on my Twitter the other day from girlfriendpsychology.com or something like that, and they had that a girl is one way with her family, she's one way with her friends, and then she's one way with him.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Kind
of. Damn, I still didn't think about that, though. If you ever caught your significant other, like, when they're with one of those people that you name,
mm-hmm.
but, like, they may not know you're there, or you know, you kind of slip in. They usually may be acting a little bit different with their family because they're more comfortable with them or mm-hmm. some of that. So that could be true.
That could be true.
Because even if they know you there, you ever notice, like, you be chilling with somebody and they like, so mellow and calm at home that you get around them when they go to the family reunion. And you like, man, they social like you guys.
Like, what happened?
Then they get around your people and they be, you like, hold up, how you?
So I think you can be rusty. I think you can be two things. I think you can be rusty, which implies there was some usage and now it has gotten some rust on in the cell. Or it could be that somebody hasn't been in a relationship. So they're like brand new, so they squeaky and they, you know, they need oil.
Need
and,
oil.
You know, and I'm talking lightly people. Let me make that disclaimer. I'm just talking in general. So I think it can be both ways, but what do you do? So the question is, if you feel like you're rusty in a relationship and you feel like, okay, I don't really know what do you do? It's like on the job training. It's you know, quick, you know, how do you get up to speed? Because like you said, things change.
They do. I mean,
like
they always
society,
change.
Relationship expectations but change of what the person has been experiencing. If they've been dating a lot. So, yeah, all of that comes into play.
And let me throw this in real quick. You made a good point. You said if the other person has been dating a lot, but you haven't. Mm-hmm. Now, so, for example, it's clear here that if you have not been dating, you may very well be rusty. But imagine how the other person feels if they're not rusty. Like, right. they've been in relationships. They didn't take this 2-3 year break. So put yourself in that person's shoes. If I'm that person, I'm coming in a relationship thinking they're supposed to know what to do. Now, granted, you got to get to know me individually, but I mean on a general scale of being in a relationship, I'm assuming you know what to do. I'm assuming that because, I mean, you know, we're dealing with, you know, grown people here. I'm assuming that you know to, you know, think about maybe learn how to step in my shoes, think about me, you know, maybe do things for me, I do things for you. So when I see that you're not, it might take me back a little bit. Like, hold up.
And do you think that's what most men, like, do most men kind of look at this and be like, okay, what's wrong with this picture?
But because my thing is, I don't view relationships as this general blueprint of this is what you both do, because different people have different relationships, and most relationships, like my relationship with my next girlfriend, ain't gonna be like my relationship with my ex-girlfriend because they're not the same person.
So true.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? It's different dynamics. So, you know what I'm saying? You got to find the person that, because you relate with different people on different things. You know what I'm saying? Like, one relationship you had, y'all might have everything in common, and that was y'all common denominator. The other relationship is y'all don't agree on nothing, but somehow that's y'all common denominator because y'all don't agree on nothing.
Okay.
So, you know what I'm saying? It's no set blueprint. It ain't like, well, you know what I'm saying? It's like the usual. Some people be like, when you're in a relationship, you protocol people. Some people relationship ain't like that.
That's a good point. You know, and actually, I see both sides. Like, that's why I like that this is an open forum, because he made a good point. And I've even been a victim of that myself, and a person that has blamed people for that. Like, I'm a talker, communicator, but everybody's not like that. But it don't mean that they don't know how to maintain a relationship. But if you're a person that's, nowadays, it's a lot of people that are texters now. They don't even want to talk on the phone.
But most men text more than
I love
text.
Texting, man.
I hate texting.
Oh,
I love
wow.
it.
We got one guy that texts.
I do it all day.
I mean, I'm saying I don't hate texting, but it's like, if I text you and be like, what you doing? Nothing, looking at TV. You text me, nothing, looking at TV. And I call you and you don't answer your phone, but then you text me back and be like, what's up?
Red flag.
I'm like, come on, dude. I can see if we at work and we texting at work, that's okay, that's cool, whatever. But if we both are sitting in our house not doing nothing, how are you going to keep texting me?
So from a man, since this is the Man Confessed, and of course, big shout out to all of our listeners that are tuning in from Facebook, from iShoutForJoy.com, from Twitter, all across the World Wide Web, this is the
Vincent Ellis White Show,
co-hosted by Charvette Mitchell. All right, so guys, so if you are in say this is you, we'll put you all in this person's shoes, and you feel like your relationship or the person that you've gotten into a relationship with is rusty. As a man, what should happen?
Go ahead, sweet.
I think it's all about communication.
I agree.
Because some people just automatically assume that they, you know what I'm saying, some people just automatically assume stuff. And it's like, okay, you assume that somebody know what to do. But if you don't tell some people, if you don't tell them what to do, they're not going to know. And I'm a person, I'm a vocal person. If you don't tell me, you know what I'm saying, you got to break stuff down to me sometime. I'm like, shorty, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you don't tell me. So you can't get mad at me for not knowing what you don't tell me.
I'm
with him too. I'd rather be told. I'm not gonna say I don't know, because sometimes you can feel it, you know.
Yeah.
But it's not 100%. Like, I can feel it that something's wrong, but I don't know what it is specifically. So it's better that you tell somebody. And I think that if somebody was to tell me I think that somebody would end up telling me that they're rushing the relationship because I'm very inquisitive.
Okay.
So like, if I see that you haven't done something that I'm thinking you're supposed to do, I'm probably going, nine times out of ten, I'm going to call you out on it. Not on some, you know, disrespectful, but I'm going to just call you out and wonder why you didn't do this, or why did you not know to do this? Because
right.
I'm a person, I feel like people should at least have relationship 101, that prerequisite class in them.
Like, but where do you take that class?
I know, but in life,
relationship 101.
I just feel like everybody have it. And it's probably wrong to think that way, but I do think that way. So when somebody goes against something that I think should have been in that class,
standard. Uh-huh.
Yeah, then I'm going to ask them about it. So I respect the fact that somebody can say, because most people will just make excuses. They won't say they're rusty. They'll say, I didn't do it, or you did this, I did that. But when somebody just say, look, let me be real with you.
Right.
You know what? I ain't been in a relationship in 3 to 4 years. And when I was in one, it was 7 years, so I was doing the same thing, da-da-da.
Right.
And this has been a long time. Everything is new right now. I'm rusty. I respect that person saying that, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to appreciate the communication, and I'm going to say, look, let me tell you the things that I would appreciate in a relationship, you know, two-way communication, you know, stepping out your shoes, stepping in mine. Now, that's real talk, that's communication, and then that'll bring you out of that rust, out of that funk, and I think everybody will get back on the same playing field. If you can be man and woman enough to stand there and say, yes, I am rusty, this is why, but I'm willing to do X, Y, Z to come out of this rust.
All
you know
right.
what I mean?
Listeners, you have two men here saying communication, communication, communication. So a little bit along these same lines, as you do, Vincent, I, of course, I go online and look for blogs and look for relationship blogs and
right.
see what people are looking for. And I saw this blog this gentleman put, and he said, I messed up in a relationship, evidently. How
okay.
can I win the woman back? He needs advice on, so he's not necessarily rusty. He was in a relationship. He just messed things up. How can he win the woman back?
Off top of my head, I'd say most of the time it's just being honest.
Okay.
Because most females, when you mess up, it's because you're not completely, totally honest with them.
Okay.
And sometimes if you gotta and you can't just come back and be like, I'm sorry, and be like halfway apart. You gotta tell them everything. I'm sorry, blah blah blah, and this is the reason why I did it. And you know, it might cost you, you know what I'm saying, the relationship, but you know what I'm saying, in some cases it might save the relationship because you
wow.
were completely honest.
All right, honesty.
I'm with that. And I think if you have messed up and you want to know what to do to get back or get back in good graces, I think you need to earn your trust back. Even though we're saying just I messed up in general, we're not saying what he messed up on specifically.
Right.
But
go into detail.
But more than likely, no matter what it is, it's something to do with breaking trust or
right.
loyalty in some aspect. Even if it's something simple, I know y'all might be thinking like trust, like cheating or something like that, but it can be something simple. If I trust you to treat me right,
yeah.
and you're not treating me right, now you've broken the trust because I'm under the impression that I can trust you enough to treat me right.
Wow.
So you need to earn your trust back. How you do that, it does kind of vary on what the situation was, but if I wasn't treating you right, I have to earn your trust. I can't just give you a dozen roses and think we're back. I need
right.
to do this over a period of time. I need to keep doing things. If I lost trust,
yeah.
right, if I lost trust, I need to keep doing things that earn trust.
Yeah, because that's like one of the major problems is people don't, a whole lot of people aren't willing to go to start back at one. They're like, man, well, I got to go back.
Right.
But you messed up, so you got to go back, you know.
All
and
right.
that's on both sides, you know what I'm saying?
Brian McKnight said, back to one, right?
Mm-hmm.
So consistency, and I think definitely from a woman's standpoint, that's what we look at. We are paying more attention to what you do versus what you say. Even though what you say sounds good and yada yada, we got the butterflies and all that, at the end of the day, what stands up is what you do and the consistency over time of what you do. So, gentlemen, that messed up. You got some advice here. And Vincent, I think he needs to pick up a copy of your book.
Ah, love. He sure do, man. Y'all, if y'all out there messing up, I'm telling y'all, these women nowadays they ain't even giving you nothing but one chance. So you better get it right. And she's right. My book is The Fully Seasoned Man's Relationship Recipe. Get the book. It's a very good read. You can get that on my website, www.lifeloveReligion.com, as well as all the online bookstores. Make sure you get that book and give me some feedback on it. It's a very good book that you can incorporate in your current dating and relationship scenarios. So I appreciate that, Charvette.
Well said,
And, you know, man, another thing, if you mess up, another thing to elaborate on, what happens when you mess up? The woman may say, hey, you messed up and I'm hurt by this. The man says, I'm sorry, I want to work on it so that, you know, we can move past this mess up. What about when you have somebody that wants to hold on to the fact that you messed up? Doesn't it happen a lot where you let people throw it in your face? Mm-hmm. How hard is it to continue to try to get over this mess up, earn this trust back, be honest, as Sweet said, but then it's like the people always throwing in your face the thing that you messed up about?
Yeah. I mean, you have to, and that's probably a woman. that's holding on.
She said,
you know, 2 years later, everything's fine, and then something happened. See, you, I knew this was going to happen. You think about that girl, blah, 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 or whatever the situation is. I think you just have to have a clean slate. Like,
right.
You take an eraser, a dry erase eraser, and wipe off, clear the slate on the whiteboard, on the blackboard, or whatever you use, and you have to, like, just give it a clean slate if you're going to work it out. If you're saying you're going to work it out. Now, if you're not and you're like, this is too much, I can't get over this, because some people go through situations in relationships and they're like, I can't get past this. I can't. You are not doing enough, or this is just not going to work. Then they walk away. Yeah. But if you're saying, okay, I'm going to give you another chance. You messed up, I'm going to give you another chance. Give the person, really give them another chance and try to, like, wipe the slate clean. Don't get your good girlfriends involved because... what'll happen is you tell them all of the stuff he messed up on, and you get back good with him and y'all straight, and then, you know, she looking at your man cockeyed because she remembered the messed up part. So that's just a little tidbit for the sisters that's listening. I'm your girl, Charvette.
That's right, Charvette. I appreciate that message to them. I hope y'all listening. Jesus, we're going to take a break, y'all. Quick commercial break. When we get back in, the men are going to continue to confess. All right, we'll be right back.
Don't you go nowhere.
Do you know who your child made friends with on Facebook yesterday? Okay, well, of the people they made friends with last week, do you know where they met them and where they're from? Are these the kinds of things you'd like to know? Who is texting and messaging your child, and who is your child messaging and texting? At Cookie Crumb Tracking, we're here to help you keep track of your child. Schedule an appointment today. We'll show you how. Log on to www.cookiecrumbtracking.com. Full-time and part-time opportunities available with Cookie Crumb Tracking. Interested persons can submit their names, phone number, email address, and times of availability to trackthekids@gmail.com. Enter seeking opportunities in the subject line. One of my assistants will follow up. Individuals and organizations who are interested in learning more about the product, please submit your name, daytime phone number, organization's name, if you're representing an organization, and email address to LaDonna, LADONNA dot JCJASEY@gmail.com, and LaDonna will call you directly. Log on to www.cookiecrumbtracking.com.
Yes, sir, and we are back in the building. If you're just tuning in to Vincent Ellis White Show with my co-host, Ms. Charvette Mitchell, we're broadcasting live from the Shout for Joy Studios in Richmond, VA.
Stellar Award winning
at Shout for Joy Studios. That's right, my man Sweet had to correct me. Make sure y'all know. For everybody that's tuning in, you are tuning in to The Men Confess, and we already have been going in on relationships and Charvette asked the man in here, what do you do if you've messed up and you're trying to get back in good graces? What do you do? And we touched on that. I also touched on the fact, what about if you're rusty just from being in a relationship on a whole? How do you deal with that? How do you deal with how do you let your partner know that? How do you move on from that? So right now, the big question that I don't even know if it's a right or wrong answer in it, but flirting. Learning. All right, now.
Wow.
We're saying if you're committed to someone, or if you're in a relationship, I'm gonna say those two because if you're in a relationship or if you're committed, so you have someone.
Okay. Which means I'm only dating him and he's only dating me.
Right.
Okay.
The word only is in there. So I got you, you got me, that's it.
Exclusive.
That's right.
All
right. So flirting. Touchy subject for everybody. I have broken up with people for it. People have broken up with me for it.
Really?
But, so it go both ways. So and people are serious about this thing. And then some people take it, leave it as a mild thing. So flirting, the question is flirting. You are committed to somebody, I got you, you got me. Is flirting with somebody outside of the relationship? Let's be clear here.
Be clear.
I thought it was common sense, but let's be clear here. Flirting with somebody outside of the relationship that is not your significant other, your partner. Is it harmful or healthy? And if you have an answer to that, why? I need people to tell me. I want to explain to the people why is it harmful or healthy. Go ahead.
I wouldn't say flirting was, because I know I'm a flirt by nature. You know what I'm saying? It ain't, and like I be trying to explain to people, flirting with somebody and actually being interested in them is not the same thing. Because I flirt with, you know what I'm saying? Like when I was working the customer service or cashiering. I play with the old ladies that come through line. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's just natural passing time. And I think,
okay, but can we pause right there? Uh-oh. Why do you flirt? Because I have a girlfriend who says, I just flirt. It's just me. I'm just, it's part of my personality.
Yes.
What makes you, why do you feel like you have to flirt?
But sometimes it's not even that I know I'm flirting. It's just I say something and people be like, you flirt a lot. And I'll be like, it won't flirt. I just consider it being nice. Because,
okay.
Like, you know, I'll be like, are you looking good today? I mean, but the way I say it, it might come off like, you know, like, oh, thank you. You know what I'm saying? People blushing, but it don't be no, you know, it's harmless.
So is there a spectrum of flirting? You know, a smile? Because some people go, it's a full, whole spectrum.
But that's okay, because it's a difference between flirting and hitting on somebody.
Oh.
What is the difference?
Because flirting is, like I said, flirting is going, oh, you look nice today. You know, you might, it might be a back and forth, but it don't be no.
Look up flirting.
No, I have it right here. I have the dictionary definition of flirting.
But I'm saying,
the dictionary, let me get it out. The dictionary, per dictionary.com, defines flirting as to behave amorously without serious intent. And amorous means lovingly.
See, without
so to behave
intent.
Lovingly without serious intent. Or to deal lightly. That was the definition that I
like. I said, which means you compliment them, but that don't mean you try to get with them.
So there's
without serious
intent.
Now, and
serious intent.
She's now see that it's two different things. I got dictionary.com too, and I got the same definition as her. And the way dictionary.com puts flirting out there, like it's harmless. I mean, that's
right.
What it kind of implies.
Right.
But this is why we are of inquisitive minds in here, Vincent. I hit thesaurus.
Okay.
And when I hit that on the dictionary.com for flirting, the definition then says making advances towards someone.
Mm.
And this just gives a bunch of descriptions about how you can make advances. But the thing is, advances. Now, advance, I mean.
But I'm saying there's a difference between a compliment and an advance.
But if you tell me I look nice, that I can take that as you hitting on me.
But that's because some people have a inflated ego. So any compliment you give them, they're gonna think you're trying to get them.
So now you're saying I got an inflated ego.
That what it's
a female.
No,
I'm
saying I didn't know you and you're telling me I look nice.
But that's
I'm
what I'm saying.
Take that as you hitting
but
on me.
That's what I'm saying because there's a whole lot of females that do that.
You notice he won't pin it down and say I'm gonna let you know.
But I'm saying if you, I'm saying I'm putting the category out there. If you fit into the category, then go. Take your seat.
The easy way.
But I'm just saying, it's a whole lot of males and females. You can't say nothing nice to them and they let it go to their head. Oh, she's trying to get at me. Oh, yeah, sure. They peeping me just because the girl say, oh, I like your shoes. I'm just hot. Yeah, she sweating me, dude. Like,
so, when is it healthy? When is flirting healthy?
I mean, not unless you're flirting with your partner or
when is it healthy?
Other. That's healthy, clearly. Now, it could be healthy for someone who has gone through maybe a bad relationship and they're trying to just, it just may help boost some people's esteem. So maybe some people that flirt have esteem issues. Now, I'm not present company excluded. Because maybe people that have self-esteem issues.
She came back.
And so they need that, even though they know it might not go anywhere. Really, I'm not talking, you know, about you, sweet. But even though it may not go anywhere, it's a little bit of a boost, a little bit of a steam. Like, I still got it. I still can, you know, kind of rub some at it or a certain type of way, make them feel a certain type of way. And so it may be a little bit about esteem. And so if somebody is struggling with their esteem, you know, maybe a little bit of flirting, but let them know they're still marketable from a relationship standpoint and they still can, you know, have their stuff in the game.
But like I said, I don't think that's flirting. Like when you're trying to test your game, it's not flirting. Because I'm saying, to me, it's the difference between flirting with people and trying to holler at somebody. Like if I'm flirting with you, you know, I might throw you a compliment, and you smile, thank you, young man, thank you.
But that could lift that dude's self-esteem.
Yeah, but I'm saying, it could do. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying, like, trying to get at somebody. Like if my girl smiles at somebody, and they be like, or she'll say something nice to somebody, I ain't gonna be like, oh, why you smiling at him? Why you saying nice to him? If you, it's like a certain limit, though. It's like you can't just...
Yeah, I think flirting sometimes is like the prerequisite for you when you're about to holler at that person. Like, a lot of times when you holler at somebody, you're going to do something to, like, break the ice. You're going to, you know, tell them they look nice. You're going to, you know, you might wink at them or, you know, whatever it is you do. That's usually, that begins the advance. Not all the time, but I'm just saying, flirting usually goes along with the fact that you're going to make this advance at this woman or this man. I think flirting is kind of harmful if you're in a relationship. If you're not, I definitely believe it's healthy. I don't think there's nothing wrong with it. If you're not in a relationship,
right,
I don't think flirting is harmful unless you're flirting with somebody else that's in one, because then you might have a problem.
Right.
But
you might get cut.
Right. We learned that from you on the last show.
Right,
you cut folks.
You know, I don't know.
But I think if you're in a relationship, let me tell y'all something. Now, if you're in a relationship and you're flirting with people outside the relationship, I think it's harmful because men have a hard time controlling themselves. And we're just being for real here. Because, like Sweets was saying, you might flirt and you don't have the intention of hitting on that person. You're just testing your game, whatever. Let's go with that.
Right.
But let's say I test my game,
right,
and I got the A-plus game, and it worked. And then she say, then she say yes to whatever I flirt about.
Right.
Now, you got to check your, what is it, like, you know, how can you...
Your faith level.
Yeah. There's a bunch of words you put there. Check your faith. I mean, can you turn this girl down? Because a lot of men can't even turn girls down. Okay. Especially if you flirt with somebody, usually you like something about them. So they're probably pretty. So we can assume they're pretty. And I done said something flirtatious. And I'm thinking I'm just testing my game.
Right.
But then she say, what's up? Let's do it, or whatever.
See something you like, huh?
Now what, you gonna back up? Then you gonna be mad at yourself.
You a chump, son.
So, yeah, then if you turn it down, I was just playing, then she gonna look at you like, you know, you mess with her emotions or whatever.
Right.
So instead of starting all that stuff, and you in a relationship, I think it's kind of harmful, because usually a man, if he flirt, he just trying to get something out of it. Something could be testing his game, but it's going to work one time, and then you're going to test your game all the way to the bedroom, and you're going to mess yourself up.
Whoa, we need a sound effect right there. You know what? Another website, one of the relationship websites said that they define flirting as focusing attention on another person with the intention to get some need of yours met.
Right, and Sweets kind of touched on that when he said, like, you know, you making sure you still got it. That's getting your need met. But like I said, a man might end up getting another need met if he go too far with the flirt. If you're in a relationship, flirt with somebody else. Say your girl find out that you flirt with somebody else, she may not take it the same as, oh, he fine, he testing his game. Yeah. She gonna be mad. You know what I'm saying? She gonna be mad at that. So,
I've had that situation happen too. But my thing is, like I say, it goes with communication, because if you know off top that you mess, like you mess with a flirtation type person, you can't change that person. And they like you, unless you say from the beginning, if you get with me, you gotta stop all that flirting. And they agree, but even then, if that's in their character, you know what you're getting into when you first go into the relationship. And that's why a whole lot of people, like it's a whole lot of people, you know, like you met a dude and you be like, or you met a girl and you was like, man. You know they flirtation. They was flirting when they met you. They flirt with everybody. They call everybody boo. Mm-hmm. They call everybody baby pudding, whatever.
Baby pudding.
You know what I'm saying? You know them girls, because I got a friend that everybody, she be like, hey, baby. Hey, Puddin'. Thank you, Sugar. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And some people consider that flirting.
Okay.
And that's what I mean. Like, I'm that type of dude. I'd be like, can I call everybody babe? Every female, I'd be like, thank you, babe. What's up, babe? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, and some females be like, babe? I'm like, I call everybody that. That's not a term of endearment. So if I call you babe, that don't mean you special to me. You got, you know what I'm saying? So you gotta look at it like I'm saying. So you know when you, like, some people take flirting as just being nice. Like anything you do nice, they be like, oh, you flirting with me. And it's like, no, I'm just nice. You know?
So it sounds like people who flirt, they have one perception of what flirting is and whether the impact is helpful or harmful. And people that don't normally flirt, don't generally flirt, we have another perception of what's helpful.
I think it's all about the trust issue, though. Because because you look at situations like if you're in a relationship, some people be like, if you're in a relationship, you're not supposed to go to clubs or you're not supposed to go out and party or whatever, not supposed to go out and have fun if you're in a relationship. Mm-hmm. And my thing is, I don't have a problem with the person I'm in a relationship going out and going to the club or going out and going to a party and dance with somebody else. Could people be like, where are you?
I do.
That's what I'm saying. Some people have a problem with that. But like, I don't have a problem with that because I'm like, okay, if you go into a party, you go into a club, you're going to dance. That's what you go to the club for. So you know what I'm saying? But it's like a certain, you can only take it to a certain level.
And I do.
And I mean, like I said, some dudes that be in there, oh, no, you can't hear. Or you know what I'm saying? Some girls be like, you all up on the floor like you party, man. But you know,
I wonder if age has anything to do with it.
But you know what I'm saying? I'm like,
yeah, it's factors.
I'm like, yo, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, dude, if you go have fun, whatever, as long as you don't disrespect the boundary. And like I said, it's all about the boundary because when you're in a different person, with the person, you know the person you're with, you know their boundaries. So,
I believe that I think that flirting will take you further. If you're in a relationship and you're flirting with somebody outside the relationship, I think flirting with somebody else is going to take you further, take you to a place where either A, you didn't want to be, or B, you secretly really did want to go there with that person, and you know, you made it happen by flirting. So I say harmful, but like I said, if you're not in a relationship, I think it can all be healthy unless you're mess up somebody else's home.
And one thing too, you have to realize, a whole lot of people put their mentality on their mate.
That's true.
So it's like, just because flirting will take you to a certain place don't mean it would take the mate to a certain place. And some people put their mentality on their mate. They'd be like, well, I know what I'd do if I was in a situation, but you're not the same. Y'all not the same.
No, that's a very good point. That's a good point to close out on right there.
Yeah.
He hit it because, I think everybody gets to that at some point. You think that somebody's supposed to think like you.
Right.
I'm guilty of that a lot. I mean, I think, you know, you think somebody's supposed to think like you. And like, I know if I flirt with somebody too much, something going to happen, and that's why I don't need to flirt.
Right.
But somebody else might can flirt and then just go on about their day and they ain't even think about the person. So that's a good point. So, y'all, we got the men have confessed.
Yeah, woohoo!
You know, we made it happen. Short staffed in here, we made it happen.
It's all good.
So I hope y'all got something from this. I hope the men that were listening can learn how to step out of their shoes and see what the women may view it as. I hope the women that were listening can understand why men may do what they do in these situations, like being rusty. Men, we mess up and try to get back in good graces with you. And flirting, is it healthy or harmful? So y'all make sure y'all take that with you. Before we go, Chavez, you got any events or anything going on?
Oh, my goodness. I just want to shout out all of our listeners again from iShopForJoy.com, from Twitter, from Facebook, from Charvette.com. Check me out online. Connect with me, Facebook.com/Charvette. Follow me on Twitter, Twitter.com/Charvette. Charvette Mitchell is the name. And so glad to be broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. If you are a Christian author, there is a Christian Authors Writers Conference that is coming April 30th. You can find out information on Charvette.com. And I'm one of the speakers talking about radio interviewing. How interesting is that? So glad to be here today. Had so much fun with Sweets and Vincent.
That's right. Y'all make sure y'all check Charvette website out. What you got, Sweets?
Yeah, I want to send out, I want everybody that's listening to lift up our station owner, Jamila Joy. Her son is in the hospital with pneumonia, so I want y'all to lift her up in prayer. And also one of our fellow hosts on the show, Vanessa Bond Noel from the Break Free Radio Show, her mother is in the hospital. So we just want y'all to pray for, you know what I'm saying, pray to God, because, you know, God is a healer.
Yes,
and he
amen.
Everything.
In Jesus' name, we receive that, and we hope everybody comes out all right. And they become healthy again, and they can all come together and place the situation in the Lord's hands so that we know everything can come out on the Lord's will. Before we go, I want to let y'all know Women Confess next week. Y'all make sure you tune in next Thursday, Vincent Ellis White Show at 8:30. Follow me on Twitter, LifeLoveRVA, Facebook, The Vincent Ellis White Show. And we're going to see y'all next week, Lord willing. All right, y'all make sure y'all lift Miss Vanessa up and Jamila Joy. All right, God bless.
Peace out.
Thank you for joining The Vincent Ellis White Show. If you would like to get in touch with us or become a sponsor of the show, please contact us at 804-852-0449. Write in your show ideas to LLRpublishing@yahoo.com or log on to www.lifeloverreligion.com. And until next week, this is Vincent Ellis White, leaving you with a quote, one of my favorites. Dreams come a couple sizes too big so you can grow into them. Have a blessed day.
Blessings.